It is Sunday Best with Cathy Long and Steve Ebo to talk about, well, everything from yesterday and look ahead a little bit to today's game against Brentford. We'll start with Manchester City versus Chelsea, Steve. And I said on Friday, the thing about Manchester City versus Chelsea was no matter what the result was, it was going to result in us saying on Sunday morning, right, well, we've definitely got to win today now.
Yeah.
So it was never going to make any difference in that sense. But in another sense, it does. Chelsea have one really good chance, it's fair to say. They don't take it. City pulled something out of nothing with a teeny little bit of magic. It's not the most outrageous goal in the world, but he's got unbelievable quality. And 1-0, as that game wore on, it looked increasingly like a 1-0 to either side or a 0-0. City score first and Chelsea can never find a way.
Yeah, it's kind of panned out the way I'd expected to, honestly. I thought Chelsea might go there and make themselves, you know, compact, tough to beat, you know, tough to get past, not concede too many chances. And that's the way the first half went, really. City had sort of wore them down in the end, and just you know, as I said, it was a great goal from De Bruyne. But I think City just grew into the game a little bit more, looked a little bit more confident. Chelsea weren't without the chances towards the end. They had a couple of ones saved on the line, a good block by I think it was Laporte from Werner. But yeah, it was one of them. A draw would have been probably a good result for us, obviously better going forward, but I felt the City were going to edge out against Chelsea, really. I think, as you can see from the way, you know, obviously the level that Manchester City had, there's definitely a gulf between them and the rest at the moment, which is tough to watch.
The gulf, Cathy, I think it's dead interesting, because the gulf isn't what you think about a team that's firstly spent all the money that it has, did 100 million in a summer on an attacking player. The gulf is very much about the fact that it's nil. They're exceptionally good at controlling these games and they're exceptionally good at killing them. And that's what they did to Chelsea. You know, they just strangled them over a period of time and trust that at some sort of point they'll pull it together. I think they'd have been happy enough with 0-0 City in a sense. But I think that as soon as it went 1-0, you just never saw it going any other way.